Community connections are important in every community, including Washtenaw County. This is Lisa Berry, and this is On the Ground IPSE, our weekly conversation with Brianna Kelly, project manager of the embedded reporting program of the same name from Concentrate Media. Hello, Brianna.
Hi.
We're here to tell the stories of the people and the projects and innovations happening in Ypsilanti. So we're also joined by Brian Foley and Sharisa Allen, lifelong residents of Ypsilanti Southside, to tell us more about the Park Ridge Summer Festival and Joe Doolin Community Day. Hi, guys.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa?
Let's start with Brianna. Why did you choose to tell this story?
Well, as project manager of On the Ground IPSE, I'm constantly seeking story ideas from members of the community. And this story idea came from Rashid Atwater, who works at Park Ridge Community Center. He thought it'd be a great idea to write a story about what Summerfest means to the community. So that was kind of the impetus of this story. And a personal anecdote, I went to Summerfest last year, and I had so much fun. I thought it was a really great event, so I was interested in learning more about it.
I think a lot of people are familiar with the Park Ridge Community Center, but who wants to tell us who Joe Doolin is?
Joe Doolin is an educator and a community activist. He does a lot of work in Ann Arbor in his early years, but he came through Ypsilanti also helping out. And about 8 years ago, when we started the Summerfest, Joe Doolin Community Day was happening at the same time down at the Keene Bank on Michigan Ave in Hamilton. And Joe Doolin decided, hey, why not just mesh both of the community days? And it turned into Summerfest and Joe Doolin Community Day. And here we are 8 years later.
Park Ridge Summer Festival, other than Brianna Kelly thinking it's a fun event, I think there's a lot of history and culture and background to it. Can you tell us about that?
We call it now the Joe Doolin Day Park Ridge Summer Fest, but it originally was called the Black Arts Festival. And we shortened the name down. We just known it as the Black Festival. And what it was an event that took place during the late 60s through the 70s, 80s. And what it was a celebration of our culture, our heritage. And we celebrated it through the arts, whether they were the dancing arts, the actual arts, painting, drawings, and music. And so what that was, it was a celebration of our community at the time. If you recall, during the 60s, a very turbulent time, you had the riots going on, you had assassinations coming. So we needed something to uplift and unify our community. And that's how a group of people, a group of actually some teenagers, along with a lady by the name who's still with us today, Sharon Newton. And they had a organization that was called Youth on the Move. And they formed and created, which was the very first Black Arts Festival or Black Festival, Black African American Festival, whatever you want to call it, that was not only in Ypsilanti but in the state of Michigan.
So when you talk about the arts, we're talking about culture and music. And you told me you have a favorite saying along those lines?
Yeah, my saying is that music and culture drives movement. And I just kind of coined that because I recall our community during the 60s, I can recall as a youth, I'm a lifelong resident, when urban renewal came through. We used to have a black business on Harriet Street, and it was a very vibrant community. Harriet Street, my house where my parents lived and still live to this day, backed up to Harriet Street. And you had a community, you had a supermarket, you had barbershops, pool hall, restaurants, bars, you name it, we had everything there. And then urban renewal came through, and that's where you see Harriet Street and Huron Street interchanging with I-94. That interchange used to be over on the east side of the Ford plant. What in the area is called, the store they're called Grants, and it used to exit there. And for some reason, they decided to move it to make it more accessible to the downtown area. So there's a lot of heritage that was lost during urban renewal. And then as the Ford plant closed down in the 80s, and then we had an influx of crack cocaine that came in right now. So really those events, there's a long cycle, a long history of detriment to the what we call the Southside community. Sharice and I, our little bit that we're doing, we're trying to uplift and bring that vibrant community that we had that I remember growing up with during the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and we're trying to restore that. And we do that through our culture, through the music, through the arts. And so that's what this Joe Doolin Day Community Festival is all about. It's really a restoration process, if you will.
What do you want people listening to this interview outside of Ypsilanti or even inside parts of Ypsilanti to know or to think about the south side of the city?
You know, that's a very good question. I'm going to try to toe it very much as I can, right? The south side of Ypsilanti has a very bad reputation. When you say the south side of Ypsilanti, and sometimes when you say Ypsilanti, the first thought that comes to people's mind is crime and drugs, and that's not true. What happens is the news media gets one story, and they hyperbolize it and embellish and repeat the same story over and over again. I'm a Facebooker, and when we finished our softball game, I purposely did a Facebook Live before doing it after to show people that, listen how peaceful it is, listen how quiet. Do you see any quote-unquote Bloods and Crips running around here shooting people? Do you see any drug dealers running around here? No, what you actually seen were children out in the park and enjoying themselves. That is not to say that our community is void of crime. It's not to say we're absent of it. But however, what the media has done is really taken a bad take and really, in the part of the gentrification process, is to hyperbolize, like I said, and to embellish those stories, to put it out to make it sound like the Ypsilanti, and in particular, is a terrible place to live, and it's not.
Well, here we are. On the Ground Ipsy is doing your story, 89.1 WEMU, giving you the chance to talk about the Park Ridge Summer Festival. Everyone's invited. Is it just a community local event, or who can attend?
Everyone is invited. This Summerfest and has always been open to anyone and everyone in the city limits, outside the city limits, state, local, however far away you want to come join us August 25th.
And what will be happening? Music, games?
Music. We have an area for children. We have come together with the sheriff's office, the community liaison office, and they're going to prepare some games and things for the children in our Magic Square area. We have over about 60 nonprofit vendors who are providing resources to our community. We have about 22 merchandising vendors, including food vendors, who are coming out and sharing their products with us. We have a wonderful lineup this year with Lady Sunshine and the X-Band being our headliner. So we have a lot of things going on. We have pony rides this year. We're going to have pony rides provided by Sharon Newton Glenn this year for the kids. We're going to have a raffle, and we're going to have some giveaways. So come on out and enjoy yourself.
I hear this used to be the go-to place for music, not just because you, Brian Foley, performed there a few years back, right? I don't want to embarrass you, but this is a good place to hear some good music, right?
Some yes, music. This is the go-to place for music. It's probably the greatest kept secret, not only in Ypsilanti, but in Michigan, right? We have a lot of good friend of mine, I still call him my big brother, Lee Osler, who wrote the Coming Back to Ypsilanti song, right? My aunt, personally, her young lady by the name of Donette Robinson, who passed away, used to be Ikeette. We've had all kinds of people here. Johnny Lawrence, who the Morris Lawrence building where he taught up at Washtenaw Community College for years. He's from the city of Ypsilanti. A good friend of mine right now, Robert Evans, Mr. Robert Evans. He sings with the Dramatics. We have a guy by the name of Ray Ward, who sings with another group called the Fantastic Four. Michael Lewis, who's no longer with us, was one of the greatest arrangers and producers that Michigan had ever seen. All this cultural heritage comes from right out here in the city of Ypsilanti, and most of it is still present today. And there's a lot of people trying to tap in to get that to that feel. We have, you talk about the Motown sound, you know, if you will, if I can. There's an Ypsilanti sound, and it's everywhere.
All right, tell us when and where again.
It'll be August 25th at Park Ridge Park. Some people call it Perry Park. And it starts at 11 o'clock to 6 p.m.
And you can read more about it with On the Ground Ipsy, brought to you by Concentrate Media. Brianna Kelly, thank you so much for bringing us this story, sharing with us.
Thanks, Lisa.
And thank you, Brian Foley and Sharisa Allen of the Park Ridge Summer Festival, lifelong Southside Ypsilanti and proud residents, right?
Yes.
Right.
Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.